Reading Romans chapter 15, verse 23, an interesting verse. But now, having no more place in these parts, amen, no more place in these parts. I guess that'd be a good title as any, Brother Billy. No more place in these parts. And having a great desire these many years to come unto you. Amen. The people are going back to their homes, or where their homes used to be, in the panhandle of Florida and southern Alabama and Georgia. Amen. Finally, they turned them loose and let them go back. They said the devastation was like a war picture, like the devastation of bombs. It was so great. Amen. Little islands down there that people lived on, had houses on, and had a deed to, have disappeared. The geography of the face of the earth in one little part of this world has changed. Amen. No place left. Amen. Brother King took me through Panama City and showed me all of those big high-rise condominiums and so forth along the beach. And that's where it struck. He said most of these folks are Canadians that build down here. They don't go all the way down into Florida where it's hot. They stop here. Amen. And so there's a lot of Canadians that have settled there in the panhandle, edge of the panhandle, Panama City. Amen. And many a condominium, even some made out of concrete, was found to be leaning when they got back. And folks, it's just like those buildings over there that were condemned in Baguio and Luzon, northern Luzon, in the mountains of Luzon, that resort city. Amen. It's worse to have a condo that's made out of concrete and leaning than it is to get it blown all the way down. Now you got to have somebody to go in, tear the thing down, rebuild it. Amen. The folks were more fortunate in one sense that got theirs blowed slap away. Amen. They can at least start the foundation, build up, but some of these others, they got to try to tear down and revamp and change. Many have gone back to find there's no place left. Amen. A family was seen in the paper weeping as the fires swept down a canyon in California. Amen. I don't know the name of it now, but you read about it, you heard about it. Amen. And destroyed many homes. Everything they had went up in flames. There was no way it seemed to stop it. Amen. They came back to smoldering ruins to find they had no place. Sooner or later, folks, we're going to find that we have no place down here. Amen. Paul might have had more than one reason that he ran out of a place. Sometimes he preached himself out of a place. He preached himself so far back in a corner due to persecution that he had to leave town. But Jesus said, when they persecute you in one city, flee to another one. Amen. So Paul was continually running out of places. Old-time preachers, amen, was all-time running out of places to preach for that very reason. Amen. They let the chips fall where they lay and preached the gospel. Amen. And sometimes people possessed of devils in their lives in the clutches of hell for so long, they didn't take very well to it. Amen. And so, Brother Mooneyham, the women had to get around him and escort him to the train because the men folks in the town didn't dare attack the women. And so the women escorted Brother Mooneyham to the train on his way out of town. Brother Mooneyham had run out of a place. Hey, don't you feel sorry for the preacher that's run out of a place? Amen. We went to the funeral home tonight down in Harrison, Ohio. Amen. To view the viewing of Sister Miller, 75 years old. Hey, amen. That's just 14 years down the road from me. Amen. And folks, from where I stand tonight, the line ain't near as long as it used to be. Huh? Praise God. Hey, we're rapidly running out of places to go. We're rapidly running out of, amen, means to go with. Jesus told Peter, someday they're going to carry you where you don't want to go. Amen. Not necessarily every time because you can't get along with your get-alongs. It's because, amen, you got chains and shackles. Amen. One thing or another, sickness, affliction, a wheelchair, crutches, a brace, and my. Amen. The line's not near as long as it used to be. I visited Brother John Harris and Sister May a while ago. Amen. And John was jolly. And he's 82 years old. Hey. Amen. He's 12 years overtime, according to the Bible. If by reason of strength your days is more than 70. Hallelujah. 82 years. That's about what my dad would be right now, him and Brother John. But he run out of a place down here. Oh, God. Paul said, having no more place in these parts. Some of these days, folks, the line's going to get short. Amen. Sister Richardson's daughter and son-in-law sold their house in Atlanta with the promise that Avon was going to send Bill back up here right away. They sold their house to a family. Amen. Bought a house in Mason. Liddell has already gone to work, and Bill has never been transferred yet. He's still working down there. However, they moved out of that house. But Opal came by, and they had lots of big, fine trees around their house. Tonight, two of those big trees are laying across that house that they moved out of. Sometimes, amen, you can thank your lucky stars you didn't have no place. Or you were suddenly out of it and gone. Amen. Oh, boy. Amen. Several years ago, in the beginning of my early, very early ministry, right after Brother Gerald Green and I started preaching, Brother Raymond Lee Laster decided he better obey God and answer the call to preach. Amen. They'd just moved on the old Ryder place down on Field Creek. It was the most favorite place that Grandma and Grandpa ever lived. It was on a south hillside with a big mountain protecting the north side. Amen. Grandma had beautiful gardens, beautiful hollyhocks, vining wisteria climbed up on the porch that wrapped halfway around the whole house, and part of it was screened in. Amen. Grandma and Grandpa had cows, and that was milk and butter. Amen. There was real old-fashioned horehound growing in the yard. And when the kids got a sore throat, Grandma ran, picked the horehound and boiled it and put sugar in it and boiled it down and had us to drink it. We had the real thing. It was my most favorite place that Grandma and Grandpa lived. Now, Raymond and Vivian Laster, a brand new preacher. We started holding revivals together right away. I helped him drywall his house. I helped him cut the rafters on his new house. Why did they have to have a new house? Because one day they went to town and left the brand new oil stove on by mistake. And when they came back, everything they had was in ruins. The house had burned down. So we helped them to build a new house. I helped him to cut the rafters. The second drywall job that I ever did, amen, was about 1952 when Raymond and Vivian, amen, was building their new house down on Field Creek. They still got it. He owns not only that, amen, but his dad's old place and a whole lot of acreage up and down Field Creek. Amen. But when it comes time to deer hunt, he's got to pay about $175 just like everybody else out of state, because he lives in Missouri and his land is in Arkansas. Don't give him the right to deer hunt on his own land. Amen. And so the deer's eating his pasture. They're so thick. The deer is devouring the food that the cattle ought to be eating. Raymond Lee's cattle ought to be eating. But it comes time to go deer hunting. Raymond Lee finds can legally deer hunt unless he pays more than two or three deer is worth if you had them put up and cut up and in the deep freeze and on cold storage. Amen. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Don't feel sorry, however, for the preacher, because he runs out of a place. Amen. It goes along with the ministry. Paul said, having no more place down here, amen, I think I'd like to come to you. Woo, hallelujah. I tell you what to do when you run out of a place in this world. Amen. Move. Hallelujah. And that's exactly what a whole bunch of us are going to do. Sooner or later, we're going to run out of places to hide. We'll run out of places to get well. We'll run out of places, praise God, when this old body mends itself. And after a while, like Sister Miller, every vital of the body is going to close up shop. And as her sister, as her daughter, Mary Catherine, wept today, I told her, Mary Catherine, you brace up. There's greater tragedies than for a saint of God to go home. Oh, I know it's natural to mourn. I know, amen, in the Bible sometimes they wept 30 days. And I'll never tell anybody it's wrong to cry. Go ahead and cry. Go ahead and weep. I think there's something wrong with folks that don't cry at a funeral anymore. I went to a funeral in Granite City, Illinois. Brother Ralph Cook's brother died. I don't know, did they call him Nig or something like that? I can't remember. Amen. But his brother died. I went to the funeral. Catholic funeral. Brother Cook was a Catholic before he got saved. Amen. And Brother Cook and Sister Stella Cook in that funeral were the only ones that shed a tear. That whole family didn't weep one tear that I could tell for that departed loved one. I just kind of think that's hard-hearted, don't you? Amen. I think that's a kind of a little bit of callousness. I may be, amen, way out in left field according to some folks. Amen. But it's natural to mourn. Sure, you miss those that you've loved in this erstwhile existence. Amen. Sure, there's going to be tears. But praise God, they can be happy tears. They can be tears of hope. They can be tears of joy. They can be tears of blessing. Praise God. Last night we had a banquet for the widows and widowers in the church. A lot of wonderful good food. Some of the best fried chicken. I don't know, I must have been primed for it, but it was the best fried chicken. Amen. I ate two legs and two wings. That's kind of my favorite part. I like wings awful well, especially when they taste as good as they did last night. Amen. And we honored the widows and the widowers. And I didn't know we had so many, because I don't look at them as widows and widowers. I don't look at them as necessarily alone. Amen. But oh, 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 our time's coming. And we'll reach out, and there'll be an empty space. Someone will be missing. Amen. It'll be like Jonathan told David. Amen. Tomorrow, when we gather around the table in so many words, thou shalt be missed. I'd hate to think that I was so low down and so hateful and so mean and so aggravating and so grouchy that nobody'd miss me. Amen. When I was gone, I realize, you know, that Christians are not too popular in this world. Hey, but I want to tell you something. The world's counting on us more than you think. They may raise their voice in mockery, but they're just acting big. They're just putting on a front. Really, to tell the truth about it, they need you and they know it. They're glad you're living for your God. Amen. Praise God. Ah, glory to God. Them old boys would throw Jack Coe out when he'd get to preaching. When he was in the army, they'd throw him out of the barracks, leave him standing out in the cold. Amen. Till that big old boy from Arkansas came in. And when he opened the door, he stood guard while Jack Coe preached. Amen. Hallelujah. He said, boys, let him alone. He said, I think he's got what my mama had. Old time religion, praise God. So from there on out, he didn't have any more trouble, praise God. His friend from Arkansas stood guard while he preached the gospel. Amen. He said his first sergeant said he didn't believe in God, but he saw him fall overboard and was about to drown. And as he went down, it looked like the last time he was crying, oh, God, save me. Oh, God, save me. I ought to tell you, folks believes in God more than they think they do. Amen. Yeah, like commandment worked with Brother Warren Moorhead, amen, down in Balnaba and Searcy, Arkansas. That's Tornado Alley. Said he didn't believe in God. Said there wasn't any God. Amen. Until one evening a tornado come through. As that wind picked up and they was trying to get things put away in the trucking ramp where they worked unloading trucks and working on them big trucks. Amen. On that loading ramp, this man that didn't believe in God was a hold of one end of a tarpaulin, and the wind caught it. That wind grabbed that tarpaulin and started wrapping it around and around and around him like a mummy. As it picked him up off the ground, he was saying, oh, God, save me. Oh, God, save me. He believed in God more than he said he did. Hey, don't you believe that big front that folks puts on, says they don't believe in God. They don't believe the Bible. They don't believe in old-time religion. Amen. Make fun because some preachers brought reproach upon the cause of Christ and give great occasion to the enemies of the Lord to blaspheme. But you know who they're going to call for in the hour of need? You guessed it. They're going to call God. They're going to call on Jesus. They're going to call on some folks that live for God. It's kind of funny, folks, what it does to folks when they realize that they're running out of places to hide down here. There's no corner to crawl into anymore. There's no hole deep enough to get in anymore. That death can't find you. No, you can't get away from this monster. Jeremiah said death has come up into all our windows. Think of it. Some of these days, that monster, however grotesque he may seem to you, is going to crawl through the window, and he may be already peeping Tom right now. Amen. I noticed in the paper some awful young deaths. Amen. One little girl run over by a car. Amen. I noticed in the paper some kids, teenagers. Amen. Snatched out into eternity. My God. Amen. The line may not be so long. Hey. Amen. It may be shorter than you think. Praise God. Oh, hallelujah. What does it mean? Paul said, but thou having no more place down here. Had he preached out his particular ministry? Sometimes he did. That didn't mean that God had quit. Praise God. He just put some elder in charge, ordained elders, put somebody in charge of the flock of God. Amen. And went to start a new foundation. Praise God. Amen. Hey, there is such a thing as preaching clear through, too. There's such a thing as praying clear through. One night we was praying real hard for somebody, and Arvis Swofford was praying. Might have been right here. I don't know. Amen. We prayed real hard. Amen. Somewhere down around about here in front of the pulpit, wherever we happen to be, whether it's here or something else, somewhere else. He said, I can't pray no more. What had he done? He had prayed the promises of God. Amen. And couldn't pray no more. He had prayed clear out. I reminded of a story of a lady that was visiting to another woman and witnessing to her about the Lord. God had did a miraculous thing in saving this woman, brought her out of deep sin, performed a great miracle upon her life, and she was giving her testimony. And she said, I just can't believe God. And she realized she had told her testimony and she had told her all she could tell her. She said, well, just go on and go to hell then. Amen. It shook that woman up so much that she decided she better get down to business. Instead of whining and making excuses, I just can't believe God, she got saved. Amen. Praise God. Sometimes people need to realize that they've run out of choices. Sometimes they need to realize that they've run out of prerogatives. Praise God. No place to go here. No more place in these parts. Amen. When Paul had done his part and had given them his full gospel message and imparted every gift that he could give them, he said, I commend you to God. That didn't mean that God had quit, though. Sometimes Timothy stayed behind. Sometimes Titus stayed behind. Sometimes Epaphroditus stayed behind. Sometimes Trophimus pastored the flock. Amen. Glory to God. Sometimes John came through. And Aquila and Priscilla. Ah, that man and wife team. Praise God. With that father spirit and that mother spirit, both in the same church. Sometimes you need that. Paul went on, but they stayed behind. When they, amen, preached out, praise God. When they heard that voice, Mark, amen. When they heard that call and moved on, Paul was to say unto them later, as he gave them greeting, greet Aquila and Priscilla and the church that is in their house. Woo, hallelujah. Amen. Some people just kind of aggravate me. They go into a town where they don't seem to be able to find any wholeness church and they backslide. Hey, start one in your living room. Praise God. Start a prayer meeting with your neighbors. Hallelujah. Brother Metzger called me after they'd had one of their first Sunday services in Missoula, Montana. Amen. And he said, we had four today. Amen. Or five today. How many is in his family anyway? Amen. Anyway, he said, my family. Praise God. He had his own family there. Praise God. Oh, it's increased since then. Amen. Some help has moved out there. Praise God. Yeah. Amen. And God's going to help them. Hey, you don't have to backslide if you're in Charleston, North Carolina. Amen. You don't have to backslide because you can't find a holiness church anywhere in Charleston. Amen. Start one in your living room. Praise God. Amen. Can't find a place to go to church? Make one. Holiness folks ought to be like B.T. Carroll's proverbial mosquito that he said he is like. If he couldn't find an opening, he'd make one. Amen. Like the mosquito. Hallelujah. Sometimes the people of God need to make one. Amen. Need to probe. Hallelujah. Paul ran out of places to preach in Asia. God said, preach no more in Asia. He is saved to go up here and preach in another place, and God stopped him again. So that's still in Asia. Amen. Paul didn't gripe, groan, grumble, complain, backslid, take the tuck head. Amen. He went to bed and went to sleep. And that night he had a dream. And there was a friend, a man from Macedonia said, come over to Macedonia and help us. Amen. And Paul took the gospel to Eastern Europe, praise God, into Macedonia. Did you know that that's where they're having the war? In Sarajevo, amen, now the Muslims and the Serbs are having war there now. They need help again. What happened in Macedonia? Amen. They had it first. But so sad to say, many of those that had it first also lost it first. They also apostatize first. Oh God, it don't have to be that way, but sometimes it is. Sometimes those that climb high on the ladder in God fall the farthest when they fall. Amen. What's the answer, Brother Collins? Don't fall. Amen. If you do, get up. Praise God. Amen. You say the reason some people backslide is because they don't read and pray. Amen. That's just two reasons. Amen. Another reason may be that they're out of the will of God. Amen. You can live out of the will of God and read and pray all you want to. Amen. You're praying on a bad foundation and you're reading on a bad foundation. Amen. A young man came into my church in Thayer, Missouri. I was just a teenage pastor. Amen. All freshly filled with the Holy Ghost and wanting to take the world by storm. Amen. Rolled around on the altar in my church till way after midnight some nights. Amen. Backslid. Rolling around on the altar. It wasn't 2 months till he was back down at the theater in Thayer, Missouri, selling popcorn at the show that his parents owned. Amen. Him rolling around on the altar. You got to get on the right kind of ground before you even pray right. Amen. 39 years ago, this coming January, I held a 4-week revival. Amen. In Hamilton, Ohio. Amen. The pastor sat around and read the Bible every waking moment, all the spare time he had, read the Bible in whispers out loud. Amen. Until he memorized all the New Testament. He read the Bible all the time. At the very time he was reading the Bible and preaching, they called him a walking Bible. He was having an affair with 4 women, about 5 in all. Amen. You can read the Bible, but if you don't do what it says, it ain't going to help you none. Amen. Needless to say, he run out of place. Amen. Disobedience can take us out of place. The Bible said, he that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them. The Jews were known to memorize much of the Old Testament. Amen. It was easy for them. They were trained to memorize. They knew it. But most of them that heard Jesus preach went to hell with a Pentateuch written on their brain. Amen. Crucified the Lord of glory. Amen. The carnal mind can memorize Scripture and know a lot about Scripture, but still not be obeying Scripture. Disobedience to God's plain command puts us out of touch with God. Puts us out of hearing. The old black preacher preached years ago, don't go too far and don't stay too long. Amen. Glory to God. If you go too far, you won't be able to hear that call, supper's ready. You won't be able to hear that bell that mom rings if you go too far. If you stay too long, you may not be able to get back. Amen. Praise God. Paul had fully preached the full gospel. Amen. Glory to God. Yes, he had run out of place in these parts. Amen. What are you going to do when you run out of place? Move. Don't ever quit moving. Hallelujah. Keep them wheels rolling. Brother and Sister Taylor down home got saved, same revival I did. He played the banjo and they both sang in a sort of a country harmony, and maybe they both sung the same part. Amen. But it was pretty good for country folks. Amen. They used to sing, "There's a little wheel rolling in my heart." Keep them wheels rolling in your heart. Amen. Gypsy Smith said he never lost the wonder. Praise God. They asked evangelist Gypsy Smith why he never did settle down and take a church to pastor. He said, "I was born in the field, and you're wanting to put me in a flower pot." Amen. He was an evangelist, and he knew it. Amen. And he stayed that way. Praise God. Hey, it's wonderful to know your place. Amen. It's wonderful to stay right there like a tree that's planted by the waters, bringing forth its fruit in its season. Hallelujah. Paul would move on. Hallelujah. He ran out of places. There was no place to go now but back to Jerusalem, even though the Spirit bade him everywhere he went that bonds and imprisonments awaited him. Amen. What did he care? He had run out of place. Amen. And now he's going to Rome. Hallelujah. Jerusalem is the way to Rome. He had told them. He said, "Now, having no more place in these parts, I have a great desire these many years to come to you." Who's he writing to? He's writing to the Romans. Well, boy, he's going to get there. But how he's going to get there? Amen. He was to tell those that prophesied, amen, not to go to Jerusalem. I may be out in left field on this part now. Amen. But I believe there are times that God lays it all out before you and gives you the choice. I think God laid it all out before Paul and gave him the choice. Amen. He told him, "Bonds and imprisonments await you where you're going." Amen. Paul was old enough to retire. The priest could retire at Paul's age. Amen. 60 years old was retirement age. Amen. For a member of the Sanhedrin. Amen. And Paul was probably up around 65 or better along about this time. Amen. He could have retired. He's preached the gospel. His body is scarred and gnarled and barnacled from many a battle, many a beating, many a whipping, many a torture chamber. He said, "I bear in my body the marks of the Lord." He knew the anguish. He knew the screams of torture. He knew what it meant to be beat within an inch of his life with rods. 5 times I was beaten with rods. Caned like they do in the East. Amen. When men sometimes die of shock from it, Paul survived it. Amen. Now God's laying it out. Amen. I think, this is just my scenario, believe what you want to, I think Paul could have just settled down and took it easy for a while if he'd have chose to. But not Paul. He said, "Everywhere the Spirit witnesseth that bonds and imprisonments await me. But none of these things move me. Neither count I my life dear. I'm not only ready to be bound, but to die for the cause of Jesus Christ." Amen. Oh boy, he would be arrested and almost killed in Jerusalem. They almost pulled him apart. Amen. It was the only time that Paul used a ploy that he never used before. He saw half of them were Sadducees and half of them were Pharisees. Amen. And He was really telling the truth. He said, for the hope of the resurrection, I'm called in question this day. That divided his enemies momentarily. The only thing, the Sadducees had a hold of one leg and the Pharisees had a hold of the other. And they're about to pull him apart. Amen. Pharisee, well, let's give him a chance. If he's for the resurrection, let's give him a hearing. Let's give him a chance. Sadducee said, no, kill him. Amen. Paul said, that's the only voice that I ever spoke that seemed to be questionable to some. Even though he was telling the truth, it was for the hope of the resurrection. The Christ of the resurrection. He was called in question that day. Amen. He was escorted, to make a long story short. Amen. To Caesarea by a Roman guard. Amen. 40 Jews said, we'll not eat nor drink until we kill him. Amen. It was a long fast. They didn't make the riffle, folks. Amen. Glory to God. The one that they was trying to kill, the object of all this derision and hatred, praise God, was destined for Rome. God said, you're going to testify in Rome. The ship fell apart. They lost the cargo. Amen. But because Paul was on board, the people were all saved. Not a hair of their head perished. A snake came out of the fire and bit him. He shook it off into the fire and felt no harm. Amen. He didn't catch it and put it in a case and take it to the next meeting. Amen. And say, look what I can do. Or look what God can do for me. Amen. He didn't make a sideshow out of it or become a gazing stock. No. Amen. He didn't put God to a foolish test. Praise God. But he did take up the serpent. Amen. That was the devil trying to get to him. Amen. But he had a job to do in Rome. Amen. Why, you believe the people taking up serpents on purpose? I believe they're persecuting themselves. I believe that they're opposing themselves. Amen. I believe it's really dumb and naive, and one of my favorite words is stupid. Amen. But some folks just don't know no better. Amen. They're good folks. Some of them are. Amen. Mean well. Praise God. But Paul told Timothy that he might with meekness instruct those that oppose themselves. Amen. Well, glory to God. Paul wasn't persecuting himself. He had enough outside. Amen. He had enough coming at him from every direction. Hey, he made it to Rome. Dwelt 2 full years in his own hired house. Of course they sent embassage after embassage down. Amen. To accuse him. And every time he came out, proverbially speaking, smelling like a rose. But finally at last, politics took over. And to please the Jews and to have good relations with the Jews, Nero would sentence Paul to death by the guillotine. Amen. They said he broke to run. Amen. Laid his head on the block. Hallelujah. Why did Paul break to run? He said, I'm ready to be offered. I'm ready to go and be with Christ. Just as soon as I get done with my job down here, I'm ready to go and be with Christ. Amen. He just run out of place down here the last time. Amen. The most comfortable place that he can find is on the chop block. Praise God. In a few minutes, he'd pillow his head in the bosom of him who he saw on that Demascene road at high noon that said, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? Amen. He'd look upon him who talked to him 3 years in the desert of Arabia and gave him the great revelations of the 14 books that he wrote of the New Testament. One of the biggest revelations was the body, the church, the body of Christ. Peter talked about it too. Amen. But we find our destiny. Ah, folks, that's our place in the body of Christ tonight. Aren't you glad you're in it? Because you're bone of His bone and flesh of His flesh. Oh, hallelujah. Glory to God. You're greater even than John the Baptist. John the Baptist was just the friend of the bridegroom. We are, amen, the body of the Lamb. Praise God. Stand with me and let's pray. Father, touch our lives, our hearts, our souls, our bodies, Lord. Anoint us, Lord, with the power of God. Anoint us, Lord, with the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Help us, Lord, to know tonight that godliness with contentment is great gain. Amen. Help us, Lord, to be planted in God, in the body of Christ, like a tree that's planted by the waters, bringing forth its fruit in its season. In Jesus' name, amen. As this saying, come, let's gather around God's altar. Let's call on God wherever you are listening to this tape. Amen. It's not too hard to find your place. Pray through real good. Know you're saved. And then follow Him. God can bend circumstances, mold situations, circumstances. Amen. Until providentially you'll find yourself right in the center of God's perfect will. You may be already closer than you think you are. Hallelujah. Glory to God. There's just a thin veil sometimes betwixt and between. Hallelujah. In the Spirit, we cross over into God's perfect destiny. Come on, let's pray tonight, everybody.